This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Burnout among doctors is increasingly common. A recent study found almost half of practicing physicians reported symptoms of burnout, such as emotional exhaustion, detachment, or a low sense of accomplishment. Dr. Diane Shannon knows firsthand about this. She was working in outpatient clinics around Boston, but found herself increasingly stressed and overwhelmed. So 17 years ago, she quit. And she's written about her experience on WBUR's Common Health blog, which has been receiving a lot of response. And Diane Shannon joins us now. Welcome to the program. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Anthony.
Let me ask you first why you wanted to be a doctor in the first place.
My mother is a certified nurse midwife. She's now retired. And so I grew up watching someone who cared about patients. Mm. And I loved what she did. I was really intrigued. Those experiences with her just really drew me into the profession.
So what happened? You chose to quit 17 years ago. Why?
I chose to quit because I found that I couldn't practice the way I wanted to within the environment. Now, what that meant for me was that I was suffering from stress. I was having trouble sleeping. I was startling. I would wake up and jump out of bed. When I was off duty, I was constantly thinking about my patients. Did I do something wrong? Did I order the wrong test? What if this happened? What if that happened? And I couldn't seem to put it down. I saw the effect on myself, and I knew that I couldn't continue that way. I couldn't live a life that way. And how could I care for patients if I couldn't live a life myself?
How common do you think this is, or did you observe this to be? We mentioned a recent study that found almost half of practicing physicians reported symptoms of burnout. But what did you see in your profession?
When I was in training, I saw what looked like a lot of burnout. Personally, when I decided to leave, I was surprised that others didn't seem to be affected by stress the same way I was. And I felt that it was perhaps a personal weakness that I couldn't do what they were doing. But I have to say, over time, I've read more about it. I've looked at the statistics. And I've also received a lot of inquiries from physicians since I've left practice. Mm. And often they're asking, how did you do it? How can I do it? I'm feeling burnt out, too.
So what was the last straw or the turning point that made you decide to leave medicine?
There was a particular patient case that I remember, and it was during my residency, and it was a patient who was admitted in the middle of the night, had pneumonia, and he died. And it was a really upsetting case. I was exhausted. I had been on, at that point, they didn't have the same regulations for the number of hours residents could work, and I'd been on for 30 hours. I was exhausted, and I was so sad and overwhelmed by this death. And the response I got from the attending when I went to tell him that his patient had died was not supportive. And instead, he actually said, I'm on vacation. You've called the wrong person.
Oh, boy.
And I went in the bathroom and I cried. Yeah. I sobbed for the patient, for me, for the situation. And I did continue to practice. I said, well, I want to finish my residency. I want to see if this changes for me. And I practiced for 3 years. And eventually came to feel that it wasn't going to work for me.
And let me ask you why it took you 17 years to write about this decision.
Honestly, I think it took me 17 years to understand why I left and to be able to clearly articulate why I left. I think it's complicated. I think there's a lot of identity that goes into anyone's profession, and I think especially if it's one that you've trained for a long time.
I can imagine that even that question that we all get at a party or whatever it is, what do you do? You know, I'm a physician. Right?
Exactly. And when I was younger and people would, and I would introduce myself at a party as a physician, I often got a big response. And later when I left to become a writer and would introduce myself as a writer, I didn't get the same response. And for a while, I watched myself and thought, I had no idea I was that caught up with the identity until I left.
Mm. Since you quit, you've taken up a career as a writer, as you mentioned. You write a lot about improving healthcare. What are some of the problems that contribute to burnout among physicians?
With the physicians I've spoken with recently, often what they talk about is a lack of time with patients. They're not talking about wanting higher salaries or wanting, you know, everything to be different. But one of the key things is they feel they don't have enough time in the exam room with the patient to be able to connect with the patient, to listen to their problems, to help them to really understand What are the issues that matter to this patient? How can I make a difference? They don't have the time to do that. Instead, they are required to enter a great deal of information into the electronic medical record, which is great, but it takes time away from their being able to be with the patient. And also, the more patients they're required to see in a day, then the less time they have with any particular patient. One of the great things I think that could come from health reform is as we change how doctors and hospitals are paid, there will be more time available to do what really matters to physicians, to do what brought them to the profession in the first place.
It's so interesting. You know, I have a really good friend who practices in New York. She says she has exactly 15 minutes to see each patient.
I've heard lower numbers than that.
Yeah, and that's just not enough.
It's not enough. It's not enough if you want to practice high-quality, safe care and compassionate care, which is what we all want.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of compassion, I think anyone can feel concern, compassion for someone like you who feels burnt out about it. But what are the consequences on the healthcare system of so many docs burning out? I mean, it goes beyond just concern for the doctors, doesn't it?
It does. It really affects healthcare in our country. Right now, we're seeing numbers where more and more primary care physicians especially are having to leave practice. Hmm. They're burning out and they're leaving. We need those physicians. We need them to be there. As we look to change towards reimbursing and paying doctors and hospitals for the entire episode of care versus for more and more procedures, we need physicians who are going to be energized and are going to be engaged in that process of watching a patient through the entire episode of care. So we really need to have energized, engaged physicians right now.
Burnout is a problem that occurs not just in medicine. And I'm wondering if you think there's a larger cultural issue at play here, that in general we're not good at handling stress or of acknowledging burnout.
Yes, I definitely think that's true. Since the blog post, I've been contacted by individuals from other professions, veterinarians, teachers. I'm not sure how much of it is our handling of stress versus a system that doesn't recognize that we're human beings. So as a human, I'm going to make mistakes. Has the system been designed to catch my mistakes before they harm a patient? I think the system is moving more and more toward that. But in terms of the compassion for everyone in the system, the patient, the patient's family, all the care providers, seeing all of those individuals as humans, I'm not sure we're there yet.
Hmm. That's Diane Shannon. She's a doctor who used to practice in the Boston area. She currently writes about ways to make improvements in healthcare, and you can find a link to her Common Health post on Dr. Burnout at radioboston.org. Diane Shannon, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Anthony. I'm really glad to be here.
Well, later this week on Radio Boston, ahead of next week's Boston mayoral election, we'll talk with both candidates, City Councilor John Connolly and State Representative Marty Walsh.
And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station.
Our show is produced by Amory Sievertson, Dina Rosendorf, Alex Kingsbury, Mira Sharma, and Kathleen McNerney.
Our intern is Brianna Jimerson.
Tim Skog is our technical director.
The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.